Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, exciting times yesterday at Energizer Park, without a doubt, as Klaus delivers a hat trick, the first three-goal performance in City history. City ends up in a 3-3 draw with the LA Galaxy, and joining us is sporting director Lutz Pfannenstiel back on KMOX. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom.
Nobody knows how to electrify a crowd like Klaus. I mean, he's been doing that since the beginning of this franchise, hasn't he? What a day for him.
Yeah, you know, a player who got criticized a lot in recent weeks for just not simply scoring, actually delivering quite well on the field when it comes to performance, but just couldn't find the back of the net. Now, looking at all the stats in all competitions, having scored five in the league and two in the cup. Yeah, definitely okay. But the goals he actually scored yesterday were, well, I would say the first one was good, but the second and third one were unbelievable. I actually would say, Tom, that the third one was probably the best goal, the most spectacular goal who was ever scored in Energizer Park since the stadium actually is there.
You know what? Let's hear it. Listen to this. This is the radio call. This is Joey Zanaboni on Y98 FM.
Berkey bullets it forward. Header by Bob Grunow. That's all close! Oh, I don't believe it! Hits it into the upper 90 across the face and goal to tie it 3-3. Stoppage time. Second half.
Somebody be there for Joey Zanaboni. Wow, what a call. But I love
I gave him some oxygen. I gave him some oxygen afterwards. he nearly had to be a mouth-to-mouth to get him back on track after that goal.
I mean, my goodness. And then, by the way, that was only half the call. I mean, he was losing it there towards the end. But at the beginning of that, you heard him say, Berkey bullets it ahead. Berkey helped make that happen, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was basically the last possibility, just really get the ball into the box. Berkey delivered that free kick, and I think Baumgartel with a nice little flick on. And then it was the day of Klaus, yeah? Santa delivered, and, you know, he just had that. You had that feeling yesterday that he can score from every angle, from every possibility. He scored with his left foot, with his right foot. It was all done yesterday, so the performance was great. Unfortunately, as you said, it was spectacular. It was entertaining. But looking at the table, you know, we got a 3-3 against the team which is below us. And there's not many teams below us at the moment. So that was the negative side of it. But, Tom, if you're looking at the way we played in general, I think the energy between the players, the energy which comes from the bench, and I think it was another step forward. We just have to, you know, when we do score, we have that, at the moment you have that feeling we score a goal, and within 5, 6, 7 minutes, we concede because we became we insecure, we sit back too far. It's kind of we waiting for the other team to act, and we just react. If we get that out of our system and we're able to close a game, and instead of waiting for the opponent to come, but that we actually going for the second goal and would be 2-0 up or 3-1 up, I think that's what we need to do, what we need to work on. And looking at the table, looking at all the results from this weekend, you know, it's not over yet. It's still up to us to win as many games as possible. And I'm happy with the way David Critchley spoke to the team before the game. The training week in general was very good. And I think it was some decent football to watch.
It absolutely was. There is a different vibe around the team. And I got the sense when you made the change that you're not saying that Olaf Melberg isn't a good coach. I mean, he's been around the game for a long time. You're just trying to find the right fit. And it seems like right now you have found a fit for how you want to play.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple one for us to say that we have an identity, we have a DNA, and we have a clear style of play, and that's unnegotiable. And if we cannot see that on the field, then it becomes alarming. And having a guy like David Critchley in our own rank since day one, which kind of really grew up within this whole franchise. I told you last week. I remember when I spoke to him the first time and said, you know, I like the way you play football with the Lucius 2005 team. That's something which if we fine tune it, it really could become that pressing style I want to look at. And he bought in from day one. He works hard on it. He's open. He wants to learn, and he has a very very good approach, a very good speech to the players. And he can convince. He can convince people to buy in. And I think it's great to see one of our own coaches to sit there, to be there. Really lots of respect and lots of love for David Critchley, because he did an amazing job so far.
I agree with you. And I think when it comes to players, too, players sometimes don't get the criticism that they should, in my opinion. I think that a lot of times when things don't go well, everybody will point to the coach. And I think the same thing applies here when things do go well. While Critchley has done a terrific job, I think some credit should go to Klaus, and it was all of you that found a way to unlock this, part of it by making a coaching change. But I think Klaus does deserve some credit for bearing down, changing his game, getting back to who he is, and finishing. And he finished all right yesterday.
Yeah, it's not just Klaus. You know, Klaus is now obviously the man in the headlines because mm-hmm. he have a hat trick, and you know, congratulations to have that first ever City hat trick. Beautiful that it's in our own stadium. But I think it's always about not just the first 11. It's about everybody involved, the guys on the bench, the coaching staff. I think all that got back on track. I really enjoy watching every training session. There is. The intensity is much higher. It's always in professional sports that the first person who gets picked on is usually the head coach, and players having a little bit of a longer leash. But I think we also need to look in a way that this team was assembled or put together for exactly the way we want to play. And if suddenly there is a way which is very different, players do struggle. It took players a long time to get used to that, and they probably never did. And now, coming back to basics, coming back to the way we want to play, you know, again, I'm not saying that we will win every game now, but at least you can see what we want to do. You can see the style. You can see the conviction about what we want to do. And I think we made in the last three games, we made really big steps forward. Great now that a break is coming. You know, the guys can chill for 3, 4, 5 days before we're back on the field. And then we have another home game. The fans were fantastic yesterday, even after we nearly killed ourselves with that mistake for the third goal. There was still some energy in the stadium, what you normally can't expect. Sometimes in other stadiums, people stand up and go home. And the support was great. And you felt it when Klaus caught that last goal. It just was an electric atmosphere in Energizer Park, and it was great to see. And I really think people are looking forward to come back again against Orlando.
And how about this? That's the first assist for City SC, for Roman Berkey. I wanted to ask you about his leadership.
It wasn't really. It was Baumgartel flicked it on, so I think Timo gets the assist.
Okay, well, this is according to your...
Let's give it to Roman as well. Give him a double. I'm okay with that.
This was according to your post-game notes from your team. So it could be, you know, this was... And by the way, this was delivered yesterday, so maybe they've changed it since then. But it says that Roman Berkey recorded his first ever assist for City SC. But I think my point of bringing up Roman is... that I don't know if he wants to coach someday. I haven't spoken to him about it, or I haven't really heard him talk about that, but boy, does he know the game. I mean, you can see him directing people, telling them where to go. You know more than anybody what he's like behind the scenes, intense, smart, leader. He is so much to what you do. You can see all of those things happening in real time, can't you, Lutz?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, the goalkeeper, I think, you know, you have to hold game in front of you, so you see lots of things what other players are simply not able to see. So I think that teaches you a lot about the game, or a lot of spaces and directions. And I think him being a very experienced player, you know, has played at a top level in Borussia Dortmund and in the Champions League, I think he is just for us the difference maker in the changing room and on the field, but also off the field. He has a role model position within our team, because everybody, it doesn't matter if youngsters or other players, looking up to him. And it's also about the way, Tommy, you carry yourself. Very professional. You know, he looks after his body. He's not the youngest anymore, but he's top fit. And I think if you would watch him in training, he always is at 100%. So whatever, whenever you look at him, whenever you watch what he does, it's just the highest professional standard I think you can get. We're very happy that he's here right now. We are very positive that he will be here a little bit longer. And that's for us an unbelievable personality to have within our club.
And then finally, you'd mentioned the break. Get these guys off their feet for a little bit and let them be with your family. What do you do during the break, Lutz?
Good question. I will actually stay here. I have a transfer window to do. I have a lot of other things to come up now in the next few weeks. And we're having right now the Nationals for our academy teams in Nashville, where we have all our academy teams there playing. So I might have a little road trip to Nashville in the middle of this week to hope that our youngsters are getting hopefully some silverware there, but compete against the best teams in the country. And then... the Orlando game is not too far away. The players coming back. So business as usual for me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us on KMOX. We'll try to hit you up for next Sunday as well, as you will be taking on, as you mentioned, Orlando City. That'll be on June 25th at Energizer Park, 10 days from now at 7:30. Lutz, thanks for the time. Happy Father's Day to everyone in your crew and across St. Louis City SC.
Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Appreciate you. Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. When we come back, John Mozeliak joins us, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. Cardinals at Brewers today at 1:10. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stifel Sports Studio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.